Iran's presidential election, held last Friday, was never going to have an eager audience spending a long night perched anxiously on the edge of their seats. Were such things as bookmakers permitted in Iran, they wouldn't have taken bets. The election was won, to the surprise of nobody at all, by Ebrahim Raisi, a bearded conservative, who defeated two other bearded conservatives and one non-bearded, slightly less conservative. And those were the candidates who were allowed to run by the bearded conservatives who whittle Iran's presidential election fields. It was not close. Raisi took nearly 62% of the vote, and while turnout was just 48%, a record low for the post-1979 Islamic Republic, you cannot count votes which were not cast, and so President-elect Raisi is entitled to claim a handsome mandate. So, who is Ebrahim Raisi, and what kind of president will he be? President-elect Raisi is an Islamic scholar holding the title of Hojjat al-Islam, one rung below Ayatollah in this scheme of things. He is what is known in the Iranian context as a hardliner. To put that in perspective, outgoing President Hassan Rouhani, who has served the maximum 2 terms, was widely regarded as a relative moderate, and he believes, as all Iranian leaders do, that homosexuality is a capital offence and that women should be compelled to observe a dress code under threat of arbitrary punishment by the state. Ebrahim Raisi, now 60 years old, came up through Iran's judiciary, not traditionally known as a finishing school for easygoing liberals. He first sought the presidency in 2017, but was defeated in that year's election by Rouhani. Prior to this year's election, Raisi was Iran's chief justice, an appointment in the gift of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, to whom Raisi is known to be politically and personally close. If the more recent entries on Raisi's CV weren't ominous enough, there is also his history. In the late 1980s, as an up-and-coming deputy prosecutor in Tehran, Raisi was a member of the four-man committee which oversaw the executions and disappearances of thousands of political prisoners.
The new president will, of course, be held accountable for violations of human rights on his watch going forward. We strongly urge the Iranian government, regardless of who is in power, to release political prisoners, improve respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms for all Iranians.
Raisi's responses to questions about his role in these killings have fallen notably short of any kind of denial. When Hassan Rouhani was elected president in 2013, a certain amount of optimism flickered in the US and Europe. For all Rouhani's willingness to uphold the brutalities of the Iranian regime at home, abroad he was seen as affable and approachable, or at least not chronically hostile to the West.
I would like to say to American people, I bring peace and friendship from Iranians to Americans.
There will be no such illusions that Rouhani's successor might be some Iranian Mikhail Gorbachev. Raisi is already personally under US and EU sanctions over his role in the vindictive massacres of the 1980s, and in one of his first statements after winning the election said he would not be willing to meet US President Joe Biden. While Biden may well learn to live with this disappointment, it is nevertheless the case that once President-elect Raisi is inaugurated in August, he is going to have to deal with the United States at least one remove. In Vienna, talks are ongoing in an attempt to restore the 2015 deal Iran agreed with several other countries on limiting Iran's nuclear development. The US flounced from that framework under President Donald Trump.
At the heart of the Iran deal was a giant fiction that a murderous regime desired only a peaceful nuclear energy program. Today, we have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie.
President Biden wants back in, but Iran has been trying to dictate the terms of readmission. Though there is a possibility, according to outgoing Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, that a deal could be done before Raisi takes office. If the new president is any kind of pragmatist, this may be the way forward. He can then claim credit for the relief of sanctions and avoid blame for anything which doesn't go right. Domestically, those many Iranians who would prefer their country not be an oppressive, ossified, isolated theocracy will be little encouraged. While Raisi has portrayed himself as a resolute enemy of corruption, everybody always does, and Iran has more immediate problems. Inflation is running north of 50%. There are reports of restaurants no longer putting prices on their menus. Such is the frequent necessity of printing new ones. It is a wretched and ridiculous situation for a country of Iran's heritage, resources, and potential to have reached. It says much that its only apparent ally is Venezuela, another lavishly blessed nation wrecked by dogmatists and demagogues. But the election of Raisi and the engineering of the election to ensure Raisi won it are an unmistakable signal from on high that deviation from the revolution will not be tolerated. Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei is now 82, and there is considerable speculation that Raisi's elevation to the presidency, an office Khamenei himself once held, is effectively his succession plan. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.